Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. We are creeping ever closer to Christmas. A scary thought, isn't it? Decorations need to be put up, presents need to be wrapped, or in some cases, presents need to be bought. Holiday parties are coming up, guests are going to be arriving. With all of this busyness going on, it is all too easy for us to lose sight of the message of the season. There are so many other messages around us, buy this, eat that, go there, that the message of the season gets drowned out. But that's why we're here today, isn't it? We need this weekly reminder of the message of the season to keep us on track in spite of all the busyness around us. We started our Christmas preparation off with the message that salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. God is going to return. Last week, we explored exactly what God's return means for us with the words of John's message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And then this week comes like a breath of fresh air after the message of repentance. You'll notice that we lit a different colored candle on the Advent wreath, the pink or rose colored candle, and as well as the readings exude an unquenchable joy. The message today is a joyful message. God will come and save you, in the words of Isaiah 35. Now, to get some context here, why is God coming to save Israel? Well, Israel was kind of in need of saving. The people of Israel were facing an impending Assyrian invasion, in fact, pretty much on their doorstep, when Isaiah penned these words. They were a small nation, centuries and generations removed from the greatness they had experienced under David and Solomon. They had been invaded and conquered multiple times in their recent history, and their nation at this point had dwindled to a handful of fortified cities that still had held out against the Assyrian army, which crashed like waves on their walls. They simply did not have the military strength to outlast an Assyrian invasion and siege. They were in desperate need of someone to save them, but no help was forthcoming. And that is a pretty good picture of where we are apart from God. We also are lost on our own. Based on our original sin, the sin which we inherit from our parents, who inherited it from their parents and their parents and their parents, all the way back to our first parents who sinned against God by desiring to be God in the garden, we are fully at odds with God, and we simply cannot free ourselves. The deck is absolutely stacked against us because we are by nature sinful and unclean. There is nothing that we can do for ourselves against our great enemies of sin, death, and the devil. Simply put, we need to be saved. So how comforting then is it to hear Isaiah's words, "Your God will come with a vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you." Is it a good thing or a bad thing that God is coming with a vengeance? Well, I suppose, as in anything, that kind of depends on which side you are on. If you are one of those who are opposed to God, then it is decidedly not a good thing for you that God is coming with a vengeance. God ain't going to be happy there. But if you are trusting and relying on God, then it is absolutely a good thing. It's like the sun. The sun can provide warmth, and it can also burn. And so, for those who oppose God, his coming with a vengeance and with recompense is an event to be feared. Just one chapter earlier, God pronounced his judgment, the judgment he comes to bring against the nations that surround Judah. And then, even earlier in Isaiah 5, he says, as the tongue of fire devours the stubble, and as dry grass sinks down in the flame, so their roots will be as rottenness, and their blossom go up like dust, for they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts, and have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. God comes with judgment. And God comes to punish those who oppose him. And so he is to be feared. But for those who love and trust in God, his coming with a vengeance is what we hope and long for all through our lives. This is what Isaiah meant in 40 verse 1, "Comfort, comfort my people." Or later in that chapter, he says, "Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him." Sounds kind of scary, but he will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. God comes not to judge those who love him, but to save those who love him. And for us, Isaiah 25, he says, "He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken." God does not come to punish his people, but to save, to forgive, to defeat their enemies, and to make them his forever. And so, is God's coming a good thing or a bad thing for us? For us, it is absolutely good news. For Judah, God came down and saved them. When the Assyrian emperor Sennacherib and his army arrived at Jerusalem, God spoke comfort to King Hezekiah. He promised that he would save them himself. And consequently, he did save them. He caused Sennacherib to hear a bad report from home, and he packs up his entire army and moves back to Assyria. Then, as soon as he gets home, he gets assassinated by his own sons, and so he could never threaten Judah again. The first time God came for us, it was also expressly to save us. God condescended to be born in a humble manger to a humble girl in a humble village of a humble country. He grew up as a normal human child, experiencing all the normal human things just as we experience. And he lived that perfect life under the law, which we could not live on our behalf. And he died a perfect death, the penalty of the law, on our behalf as well. God lived our life, he died our death, and he gave us his righteousness. And so by so doing, he actually saved us from our enemies by taking their assaults and abuse on himself. And so it will be no different for us the next time he comes. Remember, the message of this season is not just that God came down once, but that God will come again. The next time he comes, it will be to announce peace and forgiveness for his people, judgment for those who stand opposed to him. And so as we get ever closer to Christmas and the stress associated with the holiday mounts, do not lose sight of the joy of the season. Remember, your God is coming. He is coming to save you. Though you are trapped in your sins, God comes to save you. Though there was nothing for you to do for yourself, God came to save you. He lived your perfect life. He died your perfect death. He gives you his righteousness. He gives you his eternal life. And that is the message of the season. God is coming to save you from your sins. Joy to the world, for the Lord has come. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.